I'd like to welcome back to Art in the Air Spotlight from the Lakeshore Community Concerts, Carolyn Borchardt. She's the president of it, and they have a whole brand new 2022-23 season. And you just heard in our Spotlight segment, the Side Street Strutters, which are the first one on September 8th, but they have a whole bunch of things coming on the calendar. Carolyn, welcome back to Art in the Air Spotlight.
Welcome, Carolyn.
Thank you, Esther. Thank you, Larry. I appreciate being able to be on your show.
You have another jam-packed season of fun. I mean, congratulations.
I think our board did a fantastic job of choosing the concerts for this season. We have, oh my gosh, well, you know the Side Street Strutters because you just heard them, and that's September 8th at 7 p.m. And then our second concert is Atlantic City Boys, and they're on October 17th at 7 p.m. And they are kind of like the Drifters and the Four Seasons. Unlike the Jersey Boys, every single one of the men has a solo or sings, you know, lead song. But we're excited about them because they sing the type of song that we all grew up with and love. Then we have another dynamic childhood favorite of mine. We have Sail on November 14th. And they do a tribute to the Beach Boys. And you know how much we love to sing along with the Beach Boys songs. So,
especially in November, a little bit of sunshine will be welcome.
Definitely, definitely. Then we go into the new year, 2023, January 30th, with the Everly set. And they are doing, obviously, the Everly Brothers music. We've watched them, and they're very, very talented. Oh, my goodness. They have a combination, like a three-decade span between the two men who are the Everly set. So they're like, one of them is a baby boomer and one of them is a millennial, and they seem to get along really, really well, and they produce great music. So it's wonderful. Then on February 11th in 2023, we have a pianist, Judy Carmichael. And Judy is considered one of the leading interpreters of the stride and swing piano. As a matter of fact, Count Basie gave her the nickname of Stride because she was so talented at the technically, physically challenges of jazz piano style. So that will appeal to all of our people who are thrilled with pianists. And we end up our season with the Divas 3 in March on the 17th. St. Patty's Day, no relation. These three singers are doing the greatest hits of the greatest divas in history. And they span like four decades of divas and divas songs from the 60s to the 90s. So our season is looking like it's going to be tremendous. And our price is $30 for a single ticket. And $75 for a season ticket, which is all six shows. And that's a wonderful bargain. Oh, my God, like 12 plus per concert. And if you want to add on a family, you can add $15 and then you can bring any members, all the members of your family in. So that's even a better deal. Tickets are still available, even though we're getting close to our first concert, because you can just show up at the door on September 8th. And you can buy a season ticket there. You can use cash, check, charge. Any of those things are accepted. So we're at the Munster High School, which is 8808 Columbia Avenue in Munster, which is not only free parking, but handicap accessible. So that's a deal. And we have to put out a shout out to Ray Palaz and his student crew, because they are dynamic. I mean, they are outstanding. He does such a good job with all of them. We can't praise them enough, actually. You can go on our website if you would like to see and read about all of our concerts. It's lakeshoreconcerts.org. You can get a description of all of them. You can buy a subscription on there, but at this point in time, you're better off showing up on the 8th at the high school and just purchasing your ticket then.
Yeah, I would say I would also encourage everybody to look on your website, because you have video clips of everybody, and that'll, boy, that's yes, so such dynamic marketing.
Right. You get a good taste of what their talents are.
You know, we have a couple minutes left, and I know the process, but maybe describe for our audience how you work with live on stage and the good old dear Laura Anderson and everything, but the process about picking your season real quick.
Well, as a matter of fact, we just did that for the 23-24 season on August 13th. This year it was a virtual conference, but we bought a $20 registration fee. They did it virtually online. We watched 21 different acts, and then the board and I each came up with like 10 picks, and then they sent their picks to me, and I tallied everything. And then the top 10, I sent to our representative with Live on Stage, who's Melanie Bliss. And then we will, on September 19th, we're having our booking meeting where we will narrow those 10 down to the 6 that we're going to book for the 23-24 season. Okay, so it's a big process actually to get this done, but it's a lot of fun to get to see all these acts. And I'll tell you, Live on Stage is terrific to work with.
Yeah, I know from firsthand when I was doing that with them. They are great people. Laura Anderson, just absolutely wonderful to work with. Yes. And everything. Yeah. Well, we only have about 30 seconds left here. So real quick, why don't you hit the website and how they contact it? And of course, your first concert, September 8th at 7 p.m. But really quick, tell us how they can get in touch or get tickets.
Best bet is to show up at Munster High School on September 8th and purchase your ticket there. Or you can go to our website, lakeshoreconcerts.org, and you can buy a ticket there. You use PayPal or you can put your charge card in. Gosh, I'm just hoping we get a lot of people who are coming, and I get to meet some new people when I see them at the first concert. It's going to be great.
Well, we appreciate Fabulous. You coming on Art in the Air Spotlight. That's Carolyn Borchardt, president of the Lakeshore Community Concerts. First concert, September 8th, Side Street Strutters. Thank you so much for coming on Art on the Air Spotlight.
Have a great season.
You too, and thank you very much for having me on your show.